Les Misérables by Victor Hugo. At the beginning of October 1815, about an hour before sunset, a man travelling on foot entered the town of Digne. The few people who happened to be at their windows or doorways observed him with a vague misgiving. It would have been hard to find a traveller of a more disreputable aspect. He was a man of medium height, broad-shouldered and robust, who might have been in his late 40s. A cap with a low-leathered peak half hid his face. He wore threadbare trousers and a tattered grey jacket. On his back was a new and bulging soldier's knapsack, and he carried a very large knotted stick. His stockingless feet were in hobnail shoes, and his beard was long. He turned towards the town hall, which he entered, emerging from it a quarter of an hour later. The stranger then made for an inn, and entered by way of a kitchen which opened directly onto the street. All the cooking stoves were lighted, and a fire burned brightly in the hearth. The innkeeper, who was also the cook, was busy amongst his pots and pans.
"What can I do for you, monsieur?"
"A meal and a bed," said the stranger.
"By all means."
But at this moment the innkeeper turned his head. After glancing at the visitor, he added,
"Provided you can pay for it."
"I have money," said the stranger, producing a shabby leather purse from his jacket pocket.
"In that case, you're welcome."
The man returned the purse to his pocket, dropped his knapsack on the floor by the door, and keeping hold of his stick, seated himself on a low stool by the fire. While the stranger warmed himself, seated with his back turned to the room,